Welcome to the Williams Niken YB Herton phone conference line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Water.
Monty's
good morning. Here. Good morning. Good morning, Monty.
And this is Donna.
Good morning, Donna. And this is Ruth. Boy, time goes by fast. So, measuring up today. So, is anyone on the call here besides the couple of us? Anybody else want to say who they are and where they're from? Sometimes we don't see or know at the time who's on the call. Yesterday I went and looked and how many people were on the call, and there was certainly a whole bunch of them that I didn't know were on there. So good morning to everybody who is on the call. It is 7:01, time to begin. So here we are. Donna, if I received a picture, I don't have it anymore. I sure would like to have a picture for you of you on this board here. As you a great contribution. And I have this measuring up day. I have some things that we can discuss. So someone else has joined us?
So it's Mary Lou. I'm trying to get on.
Good morning, Mary Lou. I'm going to mute down these chimes. Okay, so good morning, everyone. Here we are, Tuesday morning. I'm looking forward to talking about our health style. I'm as excited about it today as I am, maybe more, than when we first began. I think it is an important mission to teach and support the practice of habitual health style choices. And the things that I've been reading lately and learning lately are improving my attitude about how important it is to measure up and to improve some of the things I'm doing to my poor body. And so that's what we're going to talk to today. It is our measuring up day, Health Style Tuesday, measuring up, goal setting, and regular checkup. And I think I need to get better at that. How does it help us? And how important is it? Well, there are so many things we can learn about our body, and we have learned quite a bit in the Kathy Abascal book. It's kind of an overview of quieting inflammation and has helped us very much. But having our friend Dr. Russell Blaylock to learn from, sometimes I think the details are too much, and I think maybe I'm getting just confused and frustrated because there's so many things going on inside my body I didn't even know about. But the more that I learn, the more important I see that it is that I measure up. The details that make a, there are so many details that make a big difference in our health. So all the things on our 10 points, and if we look at our 10 points chart, there's just regular sleeping and eating and everything, but I think I need to pay more attention to some of these details that were in Kathy's book. Some of the suggestions she made, like, you know, I have kind of a problem with eating in between meals, and my poor body can't even digest that often. What are some of the details of what we're supposed to do that you have a problem following? Or maybe you found a way that helps you to follow them. I'm thinking that we can discuss those. I'm thinking that if we set our goals to what we will do and discuss and make sure that we do those instead of what will happen when we do them, because we don't have as much control over that. What is that? Set a goal you can control. Somebody said that once. I just now thought about that. Set a goal you can control. We cannot control how much weight we lose. We have some control over it, but not very precisely. But we do have control about what we choose to do. So having this little page that I have here in the bottom section here, for those of you who are on the call but not on the WebEx, is meant to motivate you and I to partly to think about making some different goals, to set goals that we can control, because it will make a big difference in our present and future health. And the knowledge of how our body functions, which was what we were learning, what we learn in the is this May or June? May issue of Dr. Blaylock's report. I just learned a lot of things that I really didn't know before, and not the details. And so this knowledge will tell us how to better listen to our body and know what's going on. And if we don't shape up, this is what's going to go on. And it will give us the knowledge of what to do for our body and to be consistent in giving it what it needs to be, because it's crucial to the health of our body, especially to our brain. So how will we measure up and what will we measure? So today's Health Style Tuesday, and it's time to talk about how we improved over the past week, and how we will change to improve our health, or how I will change to improve my health and our future. And some of those things that I might want to change are my weight, my exercise, my attention to that, which will give better digestion, my attention to that, which will give better sleep, my attention to that, which will give better relaxation. I'm putting some of the ones on here that I particularly need to pay attention to. My behavior goals. Setting them and accomplishing them. Setting goals I can control. So, any thoughts here? No thoughts yet. So I want to share with you a few things that I have been reading from Dr. Blaylock that have helped to stimulate me into action, to motivate me to make some changes and set some goals on a weekly basis. And hopefully that some of these will help you as well. Now, I've just read and highlighted this, and so excuse me if I read a little bit. The May 2012 Blaylock Wellness Report is about the immune system, our personal bodyguard. And Dr. Blaylock talks about our immune system and the wonder of it. It's a complex interplay of various systems of the body. And it's one physician, he said, joked that it was all becoming so complicated that he wished he could just specialize in diseases of the left foot. And I was thinking maybe that's how we're going to think. This is just too complicated. But if we just look at it a piece at a time, we don't have to remember all these details. What we have to do is listen to what he says and decide what we have to do to stay in, to have our body stay in its best condition. We don't have to remember how to say these words, and some of them I probably don't know how to say, but we get the picture. If we get the picture, then we will know what goals we have to set to keep that our body in that optimum condition. So the immune system breakdown can lead to memory loss, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. Next to the nervous system, the immune system is the most complex system in the body. and they have learned much about it in the last 20 years. And I liked what he said here. He said, I spent a great deal of time studying the immune system and find it another example of God's incredible creativity that most of us do not fully appreciate. Now, isn't that true? And then because a lot of people don't appreciate it, they don't know, and they don't know how to take care of it, and the advertising is more powerful than what we already know, I guess, or what we need to know. Maybe if we know more things, then I would assume that we would do a better job of ignoring the advertisements and the temptations of the middle of the grocery store. And I think that's a lot of what we've done in discussing on this call, on these daily calls. So a lot of times we rarely get sick because the immune system protects us from a lot of the infections and the viruses and the fungi, and can also protect us from harmful chemicals. But you know what? As I was reading through this, some of the harmful chemicals are produced by our own body. So what are we going to do about that? And that's what, knowing what those are, has led to some of the things I just put up here on the screen. How can I have better digestion? What can I do? How can I have better sleep? Well, I've learned about how to do that. Am I doing it? How am I measuring up? Not so hot. My attention to that which will give us better relaxation. That better relaxation will make a lot of difference to my brain. How am I doing on that? Not so hot. Mary Lou, are you still playing wibble ball, kibble ball? What is that kind of ball you were playing?
Pickleball, but no, the courts, they're tearing up the courts. It's they're redoing our courts. So they're going to be down for a couple of months, but no. So I'll be playing again as soon as the courts are ready. I could go over, it's going to be 108 here today, so I won't be playing.
So if I wanted to play tennis, since I haven't have a, what is it?
Pickleball.
Pickle. Okay,
pickleball.
Avoiding the thought of pickles since they have salt, so much salt in them, I guess. Pickleball. I could play tennis on a tennis court, and those are available in most places. But I probably would want to go play in Arizona. I'd probably play at 5:30 in the morning or something. I know.
Right.
When we were in, where were we? Somewhere. Seems like it was Mexico. When with Whitney and Chas, I know Chas and I, we didn't want to play tennis in the middle of the day, and we got up and we played at 5:30 a.m. in this kind of court, and that worked out really well. Then we could just sort of sleep in the afternoon when it was really hot. So that might be an idea, but I'm not even doing it, so I've got to get with it. That helps me. It would help me to relax better. So those are some of the things that I've been having. I don't know how, challenges, I'm not challenging myself. So this is really a lesson for me. So as we age, our immune system begins to break down, especially if we have poor nutrition, excess abdominal fat, which secretes proteins called cytokines. I think we've heard of those before. Those are those little guys. Boy, they really can create a mess. These proteins, in turn, trigger inflammation in the brain, initiating immunotoxicity. Anyway, I know what it means. Overly excited toxins in the brain, and that is when I get those zigzags in front of my eyes. If you don't have them, that doesn't mean you don't have the toxicity in your brain. Just shows up that way for me. Initiating a chronically destructive process that can lead to Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and ALS, as well as age-related memory loss. That's not very exciting. So I need to do something to better control that, and probably everybody else does as well. These inflammatory chemicals are the ones that I was talking about that come from our own body. Can also produce less severe problems such as brain fog, confusion, and poor attention. People with food allergies and intolerances can experience these symptoms because of the release of cytokines and leptin. So these are some of that's just a little area. I don't want to go through this whole thing. That makes me want to do a better job of measuring up for our Tuesday call and having something to say there and some goals to set. And so my goals are going to be a little bit more to be attentive to that, which will give better digestion based on what else it says in this article, and that will give me better sleep based on, I haven't really said anything about sleep in here, but I know that will help my brain and do better about having some relaxing time and what I do at that time. Actually, I've been doing a little bit better, but I need to do exercising, relaxing times, I think. And so I want to hear maybe from you about maybe some of the goals that you want to set. You can we can report what has happened. Goals we want to set, and maybe hitting the 10 points. That would be a behavior goal. The 10 points about our water and about our sleep. How am I doing? Am I really getting that amount of water that I need every day? What am I going to do to get better sleep? I don't want to just report what I did get and count my point. I need to set that goal and really get to bed on time. My exercise. How am I really doing what my body needs to, and how can I better measure up? Nutritionals, I bet I get 100% on those. And journaling and report. I need to really write down what we need to write down, how we feel, and what especially when we notice a problem. Everything is sailing smoothly. Well, maybe not. I should write down what I'm eating. And so I need to do better at some of these things. So, I'm getting ready to say, okay, what are we going to do to measure up? What goals are you going to set? What ones did you? I'll ask first, what did you do, and then how'd you measure up? But then we'll talk about what are we going to do this week. So we'll know then how we measured up when we reach next week. How did I do on balancing my alkaline and acidity? Wow. I came home and I thought I had some nice lettuce and it was all bad. Now what should I do? I wasn't able to make the salad I was planning to make. And so I questioned whether I was as prepared as I should be with something to balance out my rice dish that I did have out of the freezer. But I needed more vegetables. I did fairly well, but I'm not sure how. How well am I doing in balancing my foods here with the plate that we have on the screen and knowing what needs to go in that smoothie to have it be an alkaline, and that's going to be an important factor. I'm going through a couple of slides here rather quickly. I need to find that measurement slide. So what are we going to do in measuring up? Okay, so let's have you begin to share with us what goals maybe you had for this last week, and how did you measure up? And as you do so, then you can maybe state what goals you are going to have for this next week.
Okay, it's Mary Lou. I'll go first.
Mary Lou?
I didn't have a very good week last week, and it's interesting that you say, you know, that we're going to set these goals we can control, because up at the top of your sheet, you've got the week's focus. And I had already written there 5 times 3.5 miles. So it's gotten hot, and I already had made up my mind that I have to get up earlier and get out and do my walk. I don't do well with an afternoon nap, so I'll probably go to bed earlier. But that's just what I have to do this time of year. So, I also had written down all my water. For some reason or another, my pennies weren't getting moved last week. So I have no idea how much water I drank. and therefore the scale shows it. And I had also written down for last week that I was going to drop 5 pounds. That's a lot. But I figured that I had a lot of water in me. And if I'm not drinking a lot of water, I'm not going to release any water. And water is so important for our brain. Mm-hmm. So I had said 5 miles, or 5 times 3 miles last week. I didn't get it done. And so this time I knocked myself, this week I said 5 times 3.5. And getting all of my water. And I just have to change my schedule so that it fits in, just like you were saying.
All right. Thank
you. And my meals are pretty well balanced.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get hung up on the weight, you guys, or the scale, because it is a number, and a lot of things can change that. But we do want to make sure that we're doing the things that are going to make us healthy inside. I think that's more important than anything else. And you know why I'm on this call is, you know, I'm going through, basically last fall went through almost the same thing Matt did, only he did it in, you know, it was worse. So, and I do believe we can take charge of our health. So we can do it. And I'm so grateful that we've got this call this morning, because I don't know where Mary Lou would go if she didn't set the goal for this.
I know, we can certainly get off track in a hurry, can't we?
Yes, we can.
Just because we're not setting the goals and realizing the importance of our walk, our exercise, or the water, and get busy focusing on other things. But there's not anything too much more important than our health.
And I got to find out where my Blaylock letter is, because something has happened. They're not coming, and I do know that I'm subscribed.
Same here.
You too?
Well, you know, my computer crashed, so I've lost my password to get in there. But, I'm not getting anything either, and I subscribed also.
Password changes every month.
Every month. And I don't have I had the latest one, but it was in my computer, but I
Well, this
I don't
one for May
now, so
still works, because I just used it, because I thought it was, this is May, so I'll send you the May one.
Thank you.
Would you send it to me, too, because mine's gone.
Sorry,
and I just renewed again, too, so I did change my mailing address, and my mailing address has changed, and maybe it's gotten hung up there. I don't know.
No,
when did you get your May letter?
I've had it for a while. I think you get it at least at the first of the month.
Oh, boy.
It's been out for a week to 10 days, I think.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Thank you, Kathleen. Okay. Who wants to talk about the goals, the results for this last week, and the goals you're going to control for this following week?
This is Donna, and my goal for this past week was just to lose some weight, and I did lose a pound, but it's getting frustrating because figuring out what to eat and what not to eat and things I shouldn't eat and should eat, so I'm working on that. I need to drink more water, and I really need to follow a routine for exercising, and I need to be better about journaling, and, you know, just things like that.
Why don't we pick out one of those that you're going to focus on this week? One or two, or, you know, if you need to be more consistent about water, or whichever one of those you want to pick, how are you going to do that specifically, a specific goal that you can control?
Well, maybe I'll do it with water and just be like Mary Lou is doing, or either each time I drink a glass of water, I'll write it down. And I really need to focus on exercise too, though. So I'm going to focus on those two. Maybe just walking more.
So how much are you going to walk?
Well, I think I'll do it in spurts of 5 minutes and work up to 30 minutes a day.
Okay.
It doesn't sound like a lot, but That's what I'm going to work up to.
Okay, so you're going to do 30 minutes a day in 5-minute intervals.
Right.
Okay. So then you're going to have 6 of those.
Right.
And so then you'll need to plan when you're doing those and where you're going to walk, and then mark them down or something.
Okay.
So that you can...
And you know, remember the good trick with the pennies, too.
Okay.
That's a good way to put nickels down for your walk. Then you'll remember that's 5 minutes.
Okay.
5 nickels, and then I use pennies for my glasses of water, but for some reason... I know I was getting water, but I wasn't moving pennies, so I have no idea how much water I was drinking. So,
okay, you guys, that makes me think of another thing. Okay, you're getting 6 nickels in there. So what are you going to do? Another thing we can do is reward ourselves. You can do it on a daily basis, which is probably good to have a little reward. Okay, I did all this, and I'm rewarding myself. Now, if I accomplish some of the things I'm supposed to do, sometimes I go off and do something else. But then I reward myself by letting myself doing something I want to do. Okay, I get all this done, I can bike out to the garden and plant another row or whatever, you know, or I can read this article or this book that I want to read, or I can play a game I like to play, exercise my brain. So what is something that you like to do to reward yourself? Think about that and write that down, and maybe you can... We can think about it and do them. And so what is going to be our reward for accomplishing the goal that we can control? And these goals, you have to set goals that you can control. And I think that's much more than saying, you know, I want to lose this weight. Yeah, that's a goal. We've got to get rid of our abdominal, I have the worst hard time with that word, abdominal fat, particularly, if we're going to be healthy. We can't have that extra. It is supplying bad chemicals to our, not only to our body, but to our brain, which is in our body, of course. And so that's really important. And so because that's really important, well, then we need to set goals so that that will happen. And so then we can do those that we can control. And then so then on a daily basis or a weekly basis and a weekly basis, what is the goal you're going to have? Something that will be good for you. Okay? Maybe you can report that next week. Or now, if you think of them. Okay. Thank you, Donna.
You're welcome.
Who's next?
I have 2 goals. One is to be able to walk 10 minutes. I'm up to about 7 minutes now before my situation with my foot makes me retire.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is I want to sit down and make a menu for the week on what I'm going to have, my snacks. Every meal is going to be plus my snacks, and stick to it because I find it's pretty easy to get away from the type of foods that I know that I really need. So mine is to make a menu for the week and stick to that menu. So that way I can buy what I need to buy from the store, and I have it here so I can stick to it. And that's my 2.
Awesome.
Great. Hey, Ruth, this is Karen.
Hey, Karen.
Surprise.
Well, I thought you might be in there somewhere.
Well, we're in the car. We just barely got in the car, said all our goodbyes. And I want to tell you that this is very inspiring to me to hear what you guys are talking about, because that's exactly what I've got to do. Monty said about, you know, making his menu for the week and making sure he has all that food in the house. That is, for me, would be a fantastic goal. And then I am telling you that I'm setting the goal that I'll be doing 45 minutes every day of exercise. And I'm excited to be back. What?
Karen?
Oh, I thought I heard somebody say something. But anyway, I'm excited to be back home and be
on the regimen of these calls again and doing my walking and eating properly.
Fantastic. Yeah, and you can see how we inspire each other. What Monty is saying about that, making the menu, makes me realize that's something that I need to do as well. And what Mary Lou says about her walking and her water, you know, am I doing that well with it? Donna and her continual weight loss, that's an inspiration. So you guys definitely are an inspiration to me, and I appreciate that. Okay, Kathleen, are you ready?
Yes, I am. The first thing I need to do is make sure I get 8 hours sleep a night. Sometimes I've been having 2 hours sleep at night, and that just doesn't fly. So I need to get the 8 hours sleep a night, and I need to slow down after dinner so I'm ready to go there. Mm-hmm. So either I'll knit or read or do something. And then I need to absolutely measure the water and have the food ready. I'm pretty good about that, but I could be better on Mark. And then I used to exercise all the time, go to the gym, so I'll be going to the gym Tuesdays and Thursdays for a class, which is very inspiring. There's usually three other women and a coach. And I can get out and walk 3 miles, and I can do that in 45 minutes. So I can measure that. And then the reward is extremely important to me. I could do almost anything if I actually take the ward, but I kind of grind and grind away, and then I don't do so well. So for me to sit down and sew for a little bit would just be delight, and I will do that.
All right. Why? As you talk about that, I'm just thinking about how good that, you know, when I really exercise on that gazelle, and that makes my body feel so good. Just like, it feels like it pulls the inflammation right out of my body. And if I don't do it, I feel that inflammation build. It feels like it builds up in my body. And so I need to be sure that I exercise every time and every day and get that inflammation out. I'm not sure what it is it's doing, but it certainly feels good.
Well, it certainly moves things in there, and I can tell even if I'm kind of tired or kind of logy, when I'm just kind of jet propelled when I finish exercising. It just is good. It's real easy to measure that.
All right. So now, is anyone who is not on my screen who is on the call, would you like to set some goals or talk about when you have? Everybody is awfully quiet out there. Yes?
Well, I started to say, I didn't tell you what my reward was going to be if I keep my goals, and I shouldn't say if, when I keep my goals. And I'm going to do a little bit more paper cutting. I don't know if any of you have ever done paper cutting, but that, to me, is a very rewarding experience. So I'm going to do that.
And that makes beautiful. Karen loves making beautiful things. She's very, very creative and has always made decorations for weddings and her house and everything. But the paper cutting she does turns out fantastically beautiful. I'm not sure how she does that, but wow.
It's really easy, and it's such an inexpensive hobby.
Paper cutting, I'd like to hear more about it. What is
what that?
I'd like to hear what it is.
You guys have to get a phone number for that.
Yes.
Yeah, give me a call at home, and I'll email you. Well, I can't email patterns, but anyway, we will.
Probably look it up on the website, too. Find a website.
That's true. Yeah, look up paper cutting.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I have some pictures of some that somebody had done, and maybe I can find those. I think I can find them and send them out. Okay, so I'll do myself. What I'm going to do? Whoa, where did my picture go? My weight, I'm not going to have a goal for my weight. My blood pressure, I'm not actually going to have a goal for my blood pressure. Like I said, I can't control my blood pressure. I can only control what I do. My blood pressure is quite down because I think of the diet that we've been following. My exercise, I am exercising. I don't know if I'm going to set a goal for that. That's pretty good. That's not one of my problems. I'll run around here and up and down the stairs and ride my bike and all kinds of things. My attention to that, which will give better digestion, is one for me. And so what I have, it's hard to make this commitment. Can I really do this? Is to sit down while I'm eating, to not work while I'm eating, to allow my body to focus on digestion and not be doing 10 things while I'm eating. That is going to be a challenge for me. Okay, sit down while eating.
And you could have a book there that would be okay, wouldn't it?
Yes, I think I could go with that, I guess. And not work. I always thought it was kind of relaxing, but my digestion leaves a bit to be desired. And so I'm going to try doing a little bit more relaxation. Relaxation is what I really have to work on. My attention to that, which will give better sleep. Well, after last night, one of the things, if I'm going to set the alarm at night, I need to go around and check all the doors before I go to sleep. Because somebody went through a door and it popped open and set off the alarm at 11:30 last night. I was just about asleep. Mm-hmm. And so then that scared me. I didn't know who came in the door. But I think somebody just left that door open, had gone through it, and I didn't know it. And so it popped open, and at least it wasn't the loud alarm. That was the door.
Yes. I would have been checking that. I've been walking through that whole house all night.
I brought the dog in and
walked
him out there. But then I could turn the alarm on again. But they couldn't have gotten into the house, but that was from the garage to the pool, which I never checked. That door is never opened, so I never checked it. And I don't go around checking them either. I'm pretty lax. I'd be lucky if I even set the alarm. And anyway, we're on Bash On after all. What will give me better sleep is probably to get in bed. So, get in bed by, I'll say, 10:30. Okay, you guys, I'm going to be in bed by 10:30 p.m. That will probably help me to get to sleep. And if I'm in bed, will help.
That's the thing. Just have to go there. I've heard that if you don't go there by a certain time, you know, your blood is kind of settling down to the middle of your body after dinner as you quiet down for bed. But if you just keep charging away, pretty soon the blood flushes out to all your extremities, and then you're just wired, and you just keep going.
Thank you, Kathleen. One of the things that Kathy Abascal said is that we're not supposed to eat late. And I had been doing better, but last night we had calls. I didn't get off the phone until 9, and then I was on the phone some more until practically it was really late when I ate. That didn't help any. And so I've got to eat before the calls. But she said you only had to have 2 or 3 hours before I go to bed, and so I thought that was going to work out, but then I had more phone calls. So I'm going to eat before my Monday. On Monday is the worst night. Eat before calls. Eat my dinner before calls. Didn't help. I wanted to eat. My salad was all rotten. So my lettuce.
So revolting.
It was. Anyway, I'm going to eat before the calls and then not snack later, because that makes your insulin get to work, and that won't let you get the leptin, which is what we learned from Kathy, is what makes our body relax and go to sleep. I still do exercise at night. That doesn't affect me. I get in bed and I still go to sleep really fast. I'm very fast at going to sleep if I just get in bed. Okay. So those are going to be my behavior goals for this week. Eat and not, don't do everything while I'm eating, running around. Sometimes I'm carrying my cup or whatever around. I like doing that, so I'm going to change. I'll give my digestion system a chance to work, and I guess that's the couple that I'll work on right now. Anybody else have what?
Well, you're doing just the, I just made up my mind this, in the last few days, that I am having my shake while I work, because if I have my shake while I'm at the table, I'm racing to get that thing done so I can get back to work. And I really enjoy my shake, and I like it to last. So this is just too weird.
Whoa, I don't know. I would not enjoy it if I wasn't doing something, I don't think.
I
could do some point keeping or study a new recipe or do something.
Well, maybe if we're relaxed, Mary Lou.
Yeah, maybe if I read a book or so, I guess. It just seems like I think I've been feeling like eating is a waste of time, and I hurry through it, and I was just thinking, what could I do to make it last longer? But I'll work on that, too.
Okay.
And I had trouble with my reward. You didn't give yourself a reward yet, Ruth.
Oh, a reward. What is a reward? Go out and play tennis would be a reward. Ride my bike is a reward. I don't even know what to have for a reward. I'll think about
that. I put down pool time. I'm taking pool time. Because I have not been in the pool yet this year. Or this spring. I'm going to definitely do that. I love it. I get to meet lots of people, and I am going to take my pool time, but only if I get my points.
All right.
That's a hard bargain.
I have to heat up my pool before I'm going to take a pool time. I guess I could get in the jacuzzi. Maybe I'll do that.
Yep.
You know, I go in the sauna, and I do my devotions in there every morning, and that's...
Oh, the sauna. That would be a good one. Thank you, Kathleen. You guys are so
that's
helpful.
A great idea.
Oh, the sauna. I'm going to do that. I can read my book in there, too.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
You could read or you
so
could meditate.
And there's an immense difference in my body when I've done that. I think, I can't take the time sometimes. But when I do, I am just a happier mood and just really uplifted. It's just warm to the core. It's a good thing.
Oh
boy.
Kathleen.
There's one of that doctors that was on, Mercola had interviewed him, and he has said that when he travels, he will not stay at a hotel unless they have a sauna, because he does the infrared sauna every single day. There's not one in the hotel, it has to be one within 10 miles, because he believes so much in the health of that.
All right. I'll have to figure out when I'm going to do that, if I'm going to get my reward, how often I'm going to do that. So, okay, you guys, I did not realize how much we are over time. We're having so much fun.
It only takes 15 minutes minimum in the sauna, he said. Only 15 minutes would do it. He likes
minutes.
To spend maybe up to half an hour or something. I certainly do, but... But even a shorter time will work.
Okay, just a second. I'm just doing a little note here. Okay, you guys, great call today, I hope, that you thought so. I thought we had made some good progress here. So let's put it to work now. Setting these goals we can control. We will improve our health, and we will talk more about this Blaylock report probably on Thursday, maybe even on Wednesday, huh, Mary Lou? What are we talking about tomorrow?
I don't know. What are we talking about tomorrow?
We could continue working on the Blaylock report.
Okay,
that's,
great.
This is a
would
very
be good. And thank you for
report.
Choosing this theme today, for making our goals to do our goals. It's necessary. We slide
you're
by
welcome.
Just like we run and eat. It's, you know, we can do them.
Yep, I think it's important to set ones that we can control. So, have at it, and we'll talk again tomorrow. And Mary Lou, if you let me know which little section of this you want to cover, then I can maybe make a picture for you.
Okie doke.
Okay.
Let me check it out.
Okay. Goodbye, everybody. Have a great day.
Bye. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.